Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His special use of language. Srila Prabhupada sometimes used the English language in special ways. His disciples didn't consider his usage awkward or mistaken, but they appreciated it in a transcendental way. Hridayananda Dasa Goswami writes as follows. Srila Prabhupada was completely Krishna conscious, and from the material point of view, he was very brilliant. He was trained in British schools, so his English was brilliant. He would say so many humorous things like stalwart demon. The British are very expert in the use of language, and Prabhupada was trained in the English system. So he had a very good English vocabulary. Anyone who reads his books will be struck by his brilliant use of English. Srila Prabhupada's main English editor was his disciple Jayadvaita Swami. He writes, in regard to Prabhupada's unique use of words, he would sometimes use words in very unusual ways. Often he would use words very precisely, although in an unusual way that was not consistent with the usual current usage. Sometimes I would look in a dictionary to find an appropriate synonym, but upon looking up the word Prabhupada used, I would find that because of its etymology, it was actually the perfect word to convey the meaning that Prabhupada intended. Another thing was that Prabhupada would do to be to pronounce words in such a way as to give them a special meaning. For example, Prabhupada would say ignorance as ignorance, and it would seem to give special meaning to the word because our ignorance was due to ignoring Krishna. Other times, Prabhupada would just pronounce words in a way that was logical but not correct according to correct usage. The most famous example probably is infinitesimal. He would say infinite and infinitesimal. And devotees would always take pleasure in these peculiarities of Prabhupada's speech, even to the point of adopting them in their own lectures. And of course, devotees have universally adopted Prabhupada's pronunciation of devotees rather than devotees. When Prabhupada would say something, the impression would be very memorable. So the devotees would try to reproduce or convey that spiritual potency by sometimes using Srila Prabhupada's language exactly as he used it. Some examples follow. Prabhupada's disciple Garga Muni was the first treasurer of ISKCON, and he was inclined to business and money making. Prabhupada used to call him Garga Muni. Seeing Kirtananda's efficiency in cooking, Srila Prabhupada called him Kitchen Ananda. Sometimes Prabhupada invented his own words to describe the pastimes of Krishna. He sometimes said posthumous activities of the Lord. In his first apartment in San Francisco, Prabhupada once observed a bread truck passing on the street below. Simply Delicious was painted in large letters on the bread truck. Srila Prabhupada laughed and said, Simply Dangerous. Death is always standing behind us and waiting. Mystic means misty, he said. A concept of Krishna is not misty. It is very clear. Krishna comes and delivers Bhagavad Gita, and he says, This is the way I am. So we must understand properly like Arjuna understood. One time while visiting Germany, Srila Prabhupada had a long talk with his disciples Hayagriva, who was an English professor, and Shivananda. They discussed different uses of the English language. Prabhupada especially liked the word sin. They looked up the word in a dictionary and saw that sin comes from the German word absunder, which means to be broken away from. The word Sünde is the German word for sin. It is a derivative of the word Absünder. Prabhupada liked that definition, that the ultimate sin is to be broken away from God. In Hawaii, when he saw sea surfers riding waves, he said that they would take birth as fish in their next lives because they were becoming so absorbed in thinking how to swim and play in the waves. In his morning class, Prabhupada referred to the surfers as sea sufferers. Krishna consciousness is autocracy, he said. There is no democracy. I call it demon crazy. Actually, demon crazy. A bunch of demons get together. What good can they do? When Srila Prabhupada's disciples drove him to different places in the USA, he often remarked what a foolish civilization we are living in. Commenting on the cars whizzing up and down the highway, Prabhupada laughed and referred it to as neck-break civilization. In 1975 in Berkeley, Prabhupada was shown Parikshit Dasa's new painting of baby Krishna carrying Nanda Maharaja's shoes on his head. Prabhupada liked the painting very much. Just see how Krishna is serving his devotee just like a little child, Prabhupada said. He also pointed out that Parikshit had not spoiled the painting by putting big, big hairs, whereas Jadurani always put big, big hairs. Woman is very fond of big, big hairs. One of the devotees then took a copy of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya from the bookshelf. Showing Prabhupada the cover painting of the Panchatattva, the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, what about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Generally, we paint him with long hair. Srila Prabhupada began to joke. Yes, he replied, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a hippie. Therefore, he has come to save you. The devotees began to laugh at Prabhupada's humor, but because Srila Prabhupada's Bengali inflection added a slight shr to save, no one was positive whether Prabhupada was saying save or shave. Srila Prabhupada immediately noticed this. He was chuckling and repeated, yes, he has come to save you and shave you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you and shave you. More Prabhupada-isms. When Prabhupada's cook served him an unusually heavy breakfast, including rasagulla and sandesha, Prabhupada remarked, "This is breakfast? No, this is breakhead." When Prabhupada first came to Chicago's O'Hare Airport, he quipped, "Just add the Krishna there, then it will be O'Hare Krishna Airport. Ask them to change it." In a lecture, Prabhupada was describing alcoholics. Just like in New York, you have seen the Bowery Street, the drunkard, what is called? Alcoholic bumpers? What is the name? Bumps, suggested a devotee from the audience. Yes, said Prabhupada, the bumps. When Prabhupada found someone's beads dangling near the floor or hanging from a doorknob, he sometimes would say, "Whose beads are crying here?" Referring to a short afternoon rest, Prabhupada called it a snap rather than a nap. Thank you. Hare Krishna.